It's a case that's drawn international condemnation. Today, an Egyptian court sentenced two journalists to 7 years in jail and a third to 10 years. They all work for the Al Jazeera English News Network and were convicted of being or aiding terrorists and tarnishing Egypt's image. No evidence of their alleged crimes was presented in court. NPR's Leila Fadel has more.
Slamming his gavel, the judge dashed the hopes of three imprisoned journalists, Egyptian-Canadian Mohamed Fahmy, Australian Peter Greste, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed. Mohamed got an extra 3 years for possession of a spent bullet casing, a memento of his reporting. Fahmy's mother, Wafat Basyuni, burst into tears while speaking on the phone. He got 7 years, she sobbed. For what? Why? This is shameful. Her son, Adil, bowed his head in grief.
It's a corrupt trial, and today was proven. We had some hope in the judicial system, but we were sadly mistaken.
And from the prosecution cage, Fahmy yelled that the judiciary would pay for what it had done to him as police dragged him out of the chaotic courtroom. Greste was silent, only pumping his fist in the air. His brother Andrew spoke to reporters after the decision was made.
All throughout the whole process, the Egyptian authorities have assured us that the trial was going to be fair and their justice system is something that is independent. So I guess it was a surprise, definitely was a surprise.
The family says they will continue to fight for his freedom. Now they can appeal. The journalists are accused of being or aiding terrorists, a reference to the banned Muslim Brotherhood, and accused of harming national unity. They've been imprisoned for nearly 6 months, but in the 13 sessions of their trial, the evidence only consisted of things like videos of press conferences, normal tools of journalism like notebooks and laptop computers, and even family photos. A Dutch journalist and two British journalists were also sentenced to 10 years in absentia. In a statement from the prosecutor's office, it called the verdict a deterrent. But there was immediate condemnation by Australia, Canada, the UK, and other countries. In Baghdad, Secretary of State John Kerry denounced the verdict.
It's a chilling and draconian sentence. It simply cannot stand if Egypt is going to be able to move forward in the way that Egypt needs to move forward.
But his words come a day after he made assurances to the Egyptian state that $650 million in U.S. aid will be restored soon. Many are hoping now that the new president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, will pardon the men to show that Egypt is, in fact, on a path to democracy. But Egyptians are being tried and sentenced by the thousands. Just 2 days ago, 183 death sentences were upheld by an Egyptian court over the killing of one police officer. The defendants were given no opportunity to mount a defense. On Saturday, 24 people were arrested and held for protesting a law that basically bans protesting. Mohamed Lutfi is observing the Al Jazeera trial for Amnesty International.
This is a clear message to press and media that you're not free to relay information as you wish.
In a separate case Monday, another Egyptian journalist was reportedly sentenced to 5 years in prison for reporting on religious violence against Coptic Christians in Egypt. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.